Thanks for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. All right, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. When we become Christians, the penalty of our sin is gone. However, the propensity to sin remains. Let me say that again. When we become Christians, the penalty of our sin is gone. Jesus took the wrath of sin for us on the cross. He died for sin. So the penalty is gone. We've been redeemed. We've been bought out of sin. However, the propensity to sin remains. Earlier in this letter, his first letter, John explained that when we confess our sins, God is faithful to forgive us our sins. In today's passage, he explains how that forgiveness takes place. So to explain the truth, God paints this picture of a courtroom scene. We have sinned and we stand before the judge, our Heavenly Father. Our advocate stands by our side. Our lawyer, right, stands by our side. He speaks to the Father in our defense. And in God's court, our advocate must be and is sinless. He must be the one who took the penalty for us. He is Jesus Christ, the righteous one, the sinless one. The righteous stands with us. Jesus stands with us as the one who died for our sins on a cross. He's our defender. He's our atoning sacrifice. He fully paid for our sins by his death on the cross. He died so we could live. And with Jesus, our verdict is always not guilty. His sacrifice provides full pardon. The righteous one sets the sinner free. Jesus Christ. We have an advocate with the Father, always an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. So, Father, thank you for our advocate, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Thank you for loving us so much that you would give your Son for us. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.